Greetings in the name of Jesus. So today we'll be looking at what I titled The Pharisee Spirit. It's going to be a 13 series lecture. What is the Pharisee Spirit? But before proceeding to knowing what is the Pharisee Spirit, let us pray. Father, we bless your name. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we exalt you, we magnify you because you are a prayer answering God. Thank you for always hearing us. Lord, as we go into your word, we pray that you will speak to us, you will teach us, you will minister your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So let us quickly look at Matthew 23 verse 3 says, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, he says, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Now we are looking at the Pharisee spirit. What is the Pharisee spirit? Who are these Pharisees? In the days of Jesus, they were like priests. They were priests in the days of Jesus. But Jesus said something very profound in Matthew 23 verse 3, where we've just read from. He says, all therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, he says, you should observe and do. But you should not behave like them. You should not do the works that they do. For they themselves do not practice what they preach. The Pharisees were people who preach, but they don't practice what they preach. In Matthew 23:23, Jesus was speaking also. He says, for ye pay tithe and mint and anise and cumin. They pay tithe. They do everything of the law, but they are not living the life of the law. Matthew 5 verse 20 says, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now this is Jesus speaking. So the Pharisees were a sect of Judaism. They were made up of largely laymen rather than priests or religious professionals. Their burden is a zeal to obey every minute of the law that God has given and to please Him, will Him fully. They want to please God fully. The Pharisees believe the resurrection of the dead. They also believe in the existence of angels, as does Jesus. Usually, their obedience is not to the very law itself, but to an expected interpretation of that law called the tradition of the elders. These Pharisees that we are talking about, they know the law, they preach the law, they want to please God by making sure others accept the law. They go as far as making others proselytes, but they themselves, they are not proselytes. They are not converted, they are not born again. So the Pharisees in Jesus' day, I'll be giving us 13 facts about the Pharisees in Jesus' day. Number one, they were committed evangelists. The Pharisees in the days of Jesus were committed evangelists. Matthew 23 verse 15 talks about them. He says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. They were committed evangelists. They go to the sea, they go to the land, they go everywhere preaching, trying to convert people to accept what they have accepted, to believe what they have believed. This was the assignment. Number two, they tithed. These Pharisees were tithe givers. They give money for God's work. When you read Matthew 23:23, Jesus said, for ye pay tithe and mint and anise and cumin. So these Pharisees, they were tithe payers, no doubt. Just the way they go about evangelizing, they also pay their tithes. Point number three, you must know about these Pharisees, was that they studied the word of God. They studied the word of God. In John chapter 5 verse 39, he says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have the eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So these Pharisees, they know the word of God. Jesus was saying that they should search the word of God, and the word itself that they search is what testifies of him. So these Pharisees, we are not ignorant of the gospel. That is the Old Testament. They were not ignorant of the word. They were not ignorant of the word, the Torah. They were not ignorant of it. Number 4 point I want you to hold on to is that they were committed to prayer. The Pharisees were committed to prayer. In Luke chapter 18 verse 11, it says the Pharisees stood and prayed. They stood and prayed in temples. You will see them. They are praying loud. And they were people who were giving, they gave themselves to prayer. Number 5 point about the Pharisees in Jesus' days, where they were strictly honored. They strictly honored the Sabbath. The Pharisees, they strictly honored the Sabbath. In Luke chapter 6 verse 2, he says, "And a certain man of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?" If you read Matthew 16:16, then Jesus said unto them, "Take heed and beware of living of the Pharisees and of the Sabbath." So there were people who honored the Sabbath. They honored the religious days. They carry it on their head. These were the Pharisees. This was part of their attributes. Number 6 attribute of the Pharisees in the days of Jesus is that they were dedicated national heroes. They respect them. They value them. They honor them. That these were men who carry God's word. That these were men who know the word of God. When you see them moving about in the market, you honor them. When you see them, you say, "No, these ones are respected men in the society." When you say, "Oh, these ones are representative of God," they are men who carry the word of God in their heart. These are Pharisees. Number 7 point is that they accepted the scriptures as God-given. No doubt, these Pharisees in Jesus' days, they accepted the word of God, that this word of God is from God. They believe in the scriptures. They believe in the Torah. They believe in it as the accepted word of God. They believe that these words are God-inspired. Number 8 point you must hold on to is that they were careful students of the Old Testament. They know the Old Testament. They were careful to observe every law in the Old Testament. They know it. They were students of it. They were taught. They had it in their mind. They could quote from Genesis to Malachi for you without mixing it. They were students of the Old Testament. Number 9 point is that they kept ceremonial laws. Every ceremonial law that was written in the Old Testament, in the Torah, was kept by them. The killing of animals for atonement, the high feast, the high Sabbath, and the low Sabbath. They kept all these ceremonial days. They valued it. They knew it. They respected it. And they communicated it. They taught others about it also. Point number 10. They emphasized on education. They were not ignorant men. They emphasized on people becoming learned and know God's word. And know, you know, what they needed to know. They emphasize on education. So it is very much important that you know this. Number 11, they were fervently evangelistic. When the scriptures were read before, in Matthew chapter 23 verse 15, they said, the Bible says that "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte." They go about evangelism. They were good evangelists. They were great evangelists. They value the works of an evangelist. They valued it so very much. So you must know who these Pharisees were in the days of Jesus. Point number 12, they were sacrificial tithers. Like we said, they gave tithes. They were sacrificial tithers. They could tithe cumin, they could tithe anim, they could tithe anything. They could tithe their means, they could tithe their food, they tithed. The Pharisees in the days of Jesus were wonderful tithers, and even Jesus did not condemn them for their tithing. He said it is good, but he said, what about the others, like justice, like fairness, the other weightier part of the law? You don't keep that one. But they were good at keeping of tithe. Number 13 point that you must know about the Pharisees in the days of Jesus: they anticipated the Messiah. They anticipated, they were expecting him. They knew the Messiah would come, and they are still expecting him, by the way. So you must hold this at the back of your mind. Now let us look at the characteristics of the Pharisee spirit. The characteristics of the Pharisee spirit. Number one, Pharisees do not mingle with sinners. Pharisees do not mingle with sinners. I come again. Pharisees do not mingle with sinners. Let us read Matthew chapter 9 verse 11. It says, and when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? They do not mingle with sinners. They don't eat with sinners. They don't associate with sinners. That is one of the characteristics of the Pharisees. Number two characteristics of the Pharisees in Jesus' days, Pharisee forces people to fast and pray. This is don't forget, we are talking about what is the Pharisee spirit. What is the Pharisee spirit? So number 2 points of the characteristics of the Pharisee spirit is that they force people to fast and pray. Matthew chapter 9 verse 14. What does it say? It says, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not? I come again. It says, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees? And the Pharisees, note that word, and the Pharisees. It was the disciples of John that came to Jesus and said, why do we fast? And even the Pharisees, we also fast often. But thy disciples, they fast not. So the Pharisees were people who fast and pray often and often. They gave themselves to fasting. Number three characteristics of the Pharisees was Pharisees give attention to details and are very critical of others in small matters. They were very critical in other people's matters. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 2, it says, but when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. They are always prognosing him. They are always in other people's issues. They are always pointing out errors in other people's life. This is a Pharisee spirit. Always pointing out errors, always willing to remove the plank in people's eyes, but forgetting to remove the one in their own eyes. So you must be wary of the Pharisee spirit. Point number four, Pharisees live by rules. They enjoy living by rules. Looking at Matthew chapter 12 verse 10, it says, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? Is it lawful? They believe in the law. They believe in rules and regulation. Yes, rules and regulation is good, but at the expense of spirituality, it weakens your spiritual life. Hallelujah. So you must be spiritual. You must be spiritual at all times, and you must obey the word of Christ. Hallelujah. Number five, Pharisees engaged in conspiracy and hatred. When you look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 14, it says, then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. They were always looking for conspiracy. They hate people. They hated Christ in his days. They hated their disciples in their days also. So they were always looking for conspiracies and always looking for ways to destroy others. That is the Pharisee spirit. So you must check yourself. If you are always the kind of person that conspire against people and you always hate people, you should know that the Pharisee spirit is in you also. Hallelujah. So point number six, the Pharisees are always suspicious of other people and accused other people wrongly. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. So the Pharisees, they're always suspicious. Jesus did miracles. Jesus did a whole lot of signs and wonders, but they were doubting him. They were suspicious that he was using satanic, occultic, or demonic powers. They believe he was using the power of Beelzebub, the prince of devils, to cast out demons. So the Pharisees are always suspicious of other people, and they accuse other people wrongly. They find faults in other people. They look for ways to diminish, to bring down the repute and reputations of others. So we must be careful of the Pharisee spirit. Point number seven, Pharisees neglect their family responsibilities in the name of religion. Pharisees, they neglect their family responsibilities in the name of religion. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 to 9. It says, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, it shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments of God of none effect by your tradition, ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for their doctrines the commandments of men. So these Pharisees, as pointed out, they were people who dishonored their parents. They abandoned their family. They neglect their family responsibilities in the name of religion. Point number 8, Pharisees are easily offended. Pharisees are easily offended. They easily pick offense. You can find that in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 12 to 14. It says, then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this same? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted out. In verse 14, it says, let them alone, they be blind, leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. So the Pharisees were people who are easily offended, and also they are spiritually blind. The next number is, the Pharisees are hard-hearted. I think that's number 11. They are hard-hearted. They have a strong heart. Hard-hearted. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. You can see that Matthew 15 verse 8 says, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So Jesus was the one speaking here, that their heart is far from him. They honored him with their mouth, but their heart is far from him. Point number 12, Pharisees have knowledge without obedience. Matthew 23 verse 2 to 3. Let's quickly look at Matthew 23 from verse 2 and 3. It says, Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you, observe, and observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Hallelujah. These people, they have knowledge without obedience. And Jesus saying that we should observe whatever they say, but we should not do what they do. So we must be very, very careful. Any minister of God that preaches but does not practice needs to be, you have to be very careful of emulating their lifestyle. You have to base your facts, base your lifestyle on the word of God, because that is the only way you can actually get accurate direction and obey God's word. Hallelujah. Point number 13, Pharisees put heavy burden on others, which they themselves, they don't bear. They themselves, they won't touch it. They bear burdens, they carry burdens upon you. They make you, fast 100 days fasting. They won't fast. They make you fast 50 days fasting. They won't fast. They make you go on dry. They won't fast. They will collect money from you, say, no, we are going to fast and pray for you. We are going to the mountain to fast and pray for you. But they themselves, they are going to one hotel or beer parlor, or they will be with their family, and they'll be busy eating and drinking and whining and dining. So you must be careful of the Pharisee spirit. Hallelujah. You can see Matthew 23 verse 4. Matthew 23 verse 4 says, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. So we must be very careful. And may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Numbers 15. Okay, number 14 rather. It says, Pharisees seek honor from men. They seek honor from men. Matthew 23 verse 5 talks about that. It says, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacterics and enlarge the borders of their garments. So they want to be honored. The Pharisee spirits, when you see a man that is possessed by these Pharisee spirits, they all want to be honored. They want to be respected. They want to be, you know, they want people to see them as the reigning man in town, the miracle worker, the seer one, the prophet one. So we must be very careful and be prayerful and be watchful to be sure that we are not becoming what? Pharisees of this generation. And may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Now, the next point is point number 15. It says, Pharisees love positions and titles of honor. Pharisees love positions and titles of honor. Matthew 23 from verse 6 to 8. These Pharisees, they love positions. They love titles of honor. They love big titles. Chief apostles, apostle prophets, evangelists, most senior evangelists. They love the big titles. Bishop, archbishop. Yet without any manifestations of whatever offices they claim, you know, to be operating in. May God help us in Jesus' name. Number 16, Pharisees corrupt others. Matthew 23:13. They corrupt others. They make others to sin against God. They make others to draw away from God rather than making them to actually draw closer to God. So we must be very careful. We must be very careful of the Pharisee spirit in this generation. We must be very careful of the Pharisee spirit in this generation. In Matthew 23, verse 14, Pharisees take advantage of others, especially widows. They take advantage of widows. Matthew 23 verse 14. Matthew 23 verse 14 says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. They deceive widows. They deceive widows. So we have to be very careful. We have to be prayerful at the same time, so that we will not be deceived by the Pharisee spirit. Pharisees do missionary work and make people twice the children of hell. This is a very powerful statement. They make the children twice the children of hell. Even though they do missionary work, even though they evangelize. Matthew 23 verse 15 says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the children of hell than yourselves. Hallelujah. May we not become the children of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 19, Pharisees interpret scriptures without revelation from God. Pharisees interpret scriptures without revelation from God. We can find that in Matthew 23, verse 16 to 22. So the Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So the Spirit of God has to give you revelation of the Word of God so that you can interpret it in accuracy and with a revelation, so that it can better impact the life of those you are ministering the word of God to. Hallelujah. 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 But number 20, Pharisees always stick to the letter of the law. I said that earlier. They always stick to the letter of the law. They don't stick to the things of the spirit. They don't understand the patterns of the spirit. Hallelujah. Number 21, Pharisees have no mercy or faithfulness or justice. They have no mercy or faithfulness or justice. Matthew 23:23. Point number 22. Pharisees major on minors. They major on minors. In Matthew 23:24, it says, ye blind guides, which strain at ignorance and swallow a camel. They swallow a camel. Point number 23. Pharisees concentrate on external activities alone. They concentrate on external activities alone. Matthew 23 verse 25. You can find that there. Matthew number 22. Pharisees major on minors. I've read that. Pharisees concentrate on external activities alone. Point number 24. Pharisees are self-righteous. They are self-righteous. They believe they are the most holy. They believe they are the most righteous. They believe they are the pure ones. They believe they are better than every other person. So we must be very careful. We must be very careful. And the Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. Not to be walk in the pattern and in the path of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Point number 25. Pharisees care much about the opinion of the people. They care much about the opinion of the people, if you read Matthew 21 verse 25, it says the baptism of John, whence it from heaven? Okay, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not believe him? So these Pharisees, they scare much about the opinion of people. They're always afraid about people's opinions about them because they know that they are not doing the right things. Number 26, Pharisees love money. Pharisees love money. A man that is filled with the spirit of the Pharisee, you know, he's so money conscious, always pursuing money. They cannot do anything without talking about money. So we must be very careful. In Luke 16, verse 14, you can check that at your own time. The Pharisees, they love money. Number 27, Pharisees imagine that they are better than others. The Pharisees imagine that they are better than others. Luke 18, verse 9 to 11. Luke chapter 18. Let me open there from my own Bible and read in Luke chapter 18, 1 and 8. Okay. Verse 9. The Pharisees tends to look down on others. Luke 18 verse 9. It says, and they spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. They trusted in themselves and despised others. So this Pharisee spirit, when you see it, when you see someone that has the Pharisee spirit, you know them. They believe that they are more righteous than every other person. They believe they are holier than every other person. They believe that, oh, their church is the best. They believe that their church is the only place that you can find holy people, which is a very wrong spirit. It's a very, very wrong spirit. May God help us in Jesus' mighty name. Number 29, Pharisees boast of their accomplishments. They boast of how many souls they have won. They boast of how many miracles and thousands of miracles they have done. But the Bible says it is not by power, neither is it by might, but by the Spirit of God. We should make our boast in the Lord. We should make our boast in what Jesus has done and not what we, by our own hands, have done. May God help us in Jesus' name. Pharisees love to accuse others. They love to accuse others. You can find that in John chapter 8 verse 3 to 6. They love to accuse others. They love to bring charges against others. In number 31, Pharisees judge godly people for not doing something that they do. They judge godly people for not doing something that they themselves are doing. They want those godly people to do exactly the way they are doing because they feel that they are the ones right. They have this I am right mentality, I am right mindset. This is the Pharisee spirit at work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 32. Pharisees test God by asking for signs. They test God by asking for signs. When we look at Matthew chapter 12, Matthew 12 verse 38, it says, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answer, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. They always want a sign. Oh, are you called of God? Show us a sign. Are you sure you are born again? Show us a sign. Are you sure God did this miracle? Show us a sign. When is Jesus coming? Show us a sign. They believe that, oh, there must be a sign. There must be a sign. No, God will not always give a sign. Sometimes God will give the revelation of his word is enough. Is enough sign. The revelation of God's word, meditate on God's word, it is enough sign for you. Hallelujah. Your faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Point number 33, which is the last point I'm going to give, is Pharisees value their traditions more than God's work. They value their traditions. They value their customs more than the work of God. When you read Matthew chapter 7 verse 9, it says, oh, what man is there of you, whom if his son has bread, we give him a stone? They value their traditions more than God's work. So as a child of God, you must check yourself. As a child of God, you must look at yourself. The spirit of the Pharisee is active these days. It is active even in the house of God. It is active even in families. It is active in places of work. You must check yourself. You must check yourself. You must check yourself. It is a spirit that we must fight against. It is a spirit that we must pray against. It is a spirit that can lead one to hell. The Pharisee spirit is a very polluted spirit. It's a very, very polluted spirit. Let us pray. Say, my Father, my God, I bind every spirit working against my spiritual progress in the name of Jesus. Say, my Father, my God, every Pharisee spirit in my life, I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Say, my Father, my God, release your Holy Spirit upon my life to walk in me, to walk through me. Give me the fruit of the Spirit. Give me the fruit of the Spirit in my spiritual life. Help my spiritual journey. Help me to live a life that pleases you. Help me to live like you. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shalom. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'll be coming back again, same as we continue in this study. This is just one of the lecture one, what is the Pharisee spirit. For comments, for counseling, for prayers, do send us a message via WhatsApp on 090-353-29597. I come again, 090-353-29597. God bless you. Shalom.